Every cell of my body is perfect. Every cell of my body is perfect. Can I conceive such a thing that every cell of my body is doing its appointed task? Every cell of my body has an appointed task and does it. Every cell of my body is so fantastic, is so glorious, is so wonderful, so beautiful, that I can never even conceive of what all it does. The brain is so amazing. The brain is so fantastic. It has a wonderful realization of the 85 billion neuron cells in the brain, and there are 150 trillion synapses in the cell, and these produce protein, and they produce it and maintain themselves faster than we can blink our eye. It is amazing. It is wonderful. The brain's connections, possibilities, lie beyond the same brain's ability to comprehend it. And this is the amazing thing about us, is we have going on in us activities that we do not even have the possibility of comprehending. Every cell of my body has its appointed task. It is glorious, it is marvelous, it is fantastic. These 85 billion neural cells connected to 150 trillion synapses are very busy doing all the work that I do, seeing, reading, listening, knowing all that's in the world. And the universal library of all knowledge is in my brain right now in its totality. In its totality. The universal wisdom is in me in its fullness. The Library of Congress, you might say, exists in my head, in my brain, and in the brain of each one of us. None of us are exempt from the magic of who we are, of the magic of what we do, the magic that makes life so fantastic, so glorious, so outstanding, that we cannot even imagine it. The possibilities lie beyond the brain's ability to comprehend it. And that's the way it always must be, because we live in the most exciting, most unusual, most amazing body, a most amazing life. Now, that we are not using our brain, that we are not using our body, that we are not using our knowledge, the wisdom that we are, is obvious, because we are always coming up and always being aware of new and wonderful things. But the thing is, it's there. It's there. It's there for us to draw upon. And we like to read books. We like to go to movies. We like to spend our time doing other things than meditating upon the glory and the greatness that we are within ourselves. If we were to spend just a little bit of time every day thinking about what's going on inside of us, that activity of our brain, of those wonderful 85 billion neural cells going on that are connected to 150 trillion synapses in our brain alone. That's not counting what's going on in the rest of our body, in the rest of who we are. And in the rest of who we are, it's fantastic. It's glorious. It's wonderful. Are you ready for something like that? Are you ready for using even a small part of your brain knowingly? When you expect a child to express genius, the child usually comes forth and does it. When you expect a child to express a lack of genius, the child comes forth and does it. When you say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, the divine in you does know the answer. The divine in you is in everybody, in all things. All the knowledge of the entire universe upon universe upon universes that we could even conceive of, right now, stand forth in your brain, in your mind, in your head, in your being, in your world. Yes. And it's up to us to call it forth. It's up to us to call it forth, to talk to the, every cell of our body is perfect, to talk to these cells and to say to them, go for it, be perfect. Be perfect even as is your Creator. This is the truth about us. This is the wonderment about us. This is the glory about us. I have an intelligent, busy body. I have an intelligent, busy brain. I have an intelligent, busy being, and it's all me. And I'm having more fun than I could ever imagine thinking of the possibilities of who I am. Thinking, yes, my body is perfect. I stand straight and tall. Yes, my body is wonderful. I bless every cell of my body, and every cell of my body demonstrates its perfection. Ha, ha, ha. I demonstrate perfection because I bless every cell of my body. Every cell of my body. I bless my brain, and the wisdom of the universe pours out of me like a most magical fountain. I bless my body, and my body performs perfectly in every way. Every cell of my brain is perfect. Every cell of my body is perfect. And the synapses that connect every neuron, every cell, with one another, do so in perfect harmony, in perfect glory, in perfect peace. And they do so because I put the cause in motion. I speak my word. I call it forth. I call forth my perfect body. Every cell of my body is perfect, and I call it forth. It is my original purity and integrity. It's my original self, and it's my universal self, and it's my only self. And anything other than that is that which is the illusion. Anything other than my perfection is the illusion, and how strange and how wonderful it is. What illusion do you want to have? What illusion do I want to have? Can you visualize that you have 85 billion neural cells in your head, in your brain alone? 85 billion? It is amazing, truly amazing and wonderful and glorious and beautiful. And these cells are ready to go to work. Already they're going to work. They're making our heart beat 2.5 billion times through the lifespan of our life. Blood flows through our body 4 miles an hour. How about that? And as it gets to the capillaries, it slows down so that the electrical work can take place, so that the activities within my body can function in their perfect, beautiful, brilliant way. But they will not function that way unless I call it forth. They will not function that way unless I ask them to function that way, because I am perfect and they are perfect. I am the intelligence in my body. I am the wisdom in my body. I am the allness of my body. And my body says, go for it. Go for it. A perfectly tuned car is perfectly tuned because I choose to have it perfectly tuned. I maintain it all along the way. Now, I maintain it with oil and gas, and I maintain it with proper work of mechanics. But what is that? That's my thought. I say I live in a perfect body. That's my mechanic. I have proper thoughts. That's my gas and my oil. I fill my car with the perfect thoughts, perfect gas, perfect oil, perfect mechanism. And it functions for me beautifully. I do the same with my body. I fill my body with perfect thoughts, with perfect ideas, with perfect wisdom, with perfect genius. And my body replies to me that as I think about it, so it is. As I expect it, so it is. And as I live it, so it is. So I know that every cell in my body is perfect and has its appointed task and does it beautifully. For I have an intelligent, busy body at work all times to bring about my perfection, to demonstrate, to express it, to shine forth my perfection under all circumstances. It's just a fact. Just a fact. And we are happy living these facts. We're all beautiful expressions of the majesty of the mind, of the brain, of the body, of who and what you are and who and what I am. Call it forth now in your world, in your life, in your experience, and watch as it demonstrates itself in its perfection when that is what you expect. Have a brilliant, glorious, perfect day because you called it forth. You spoke your word. I called it forth. I spoke my word, and it is done. Now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.